Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Podcast featuring Peter Abundant. Being your most authentic self is the most powerful way to be. I know that throughout life, it is or can be very difficult to give yourself permission to be you. And it may sound cliche, you know, we hear it all the time. When it comes to communicating or being honest or sharing your feelings or thoughts with somebody you love or interested in, when it comes to maybe even getting a job, when it comes to maybe even doing some public speaking, when it comes to expressing art, in a lot of major things in our lives, we hear it all the time. When we are looking to figure out how to approach things or how to do something, oh, just be yourself. Just be yourself. And it is one of those things that is cliche in that we all hear it, we all say it, but rarely does one of us actually do it. And it is a mystery to me how that is possible. You know, I mean, there is something to be said that there is a collective wisdom amongst us when it comes to being yourself, when it comes to love, when it comes to business even, when it comes to art, cliches and things that are said that, you know, people just say, but they're not really conscious and mindful about what they're saying and making sure that they are applying it within their lives. So it's important, though, I think, that of all of the cliches that have been said, that will continue to be said, the cliche of being oneself is by far the most important. It is the one thing that you must listen to, consider, contemplate over and over and over again, and question, what does it mean to be myself? What does it mean to be yourself? Who are you? Don't expect to have the answer right away. In fact, it isn't something that can be answered with words. It can only be answered with experience, with emotion, with feeling. It can only be answered with time, with experimentation, trying things out. So you have to realize that you may not have the answer as to who you are. And yes, it can relate to age, but I find that there are people who may be very young who has figured it out as far as who they are. And there are people who are mature in age who still haven't figured it out. But it does take a level of experience, of adventure, of curiosity. And of course, the more time you have to do that, the better off you should be. But not all of us take advantage of that time with practical action, with really doing what we must or we should do with that time. Oftentimes, the people who are older in age have the hardest time knowing self, because, you know, our generation and older, and I'm 42, our generation and older grew up in an era where we were actually kind of told what to do, you know? Oh, get this kind of job. get married at this age, have kids at this age, you know, get this kind of house, live in this kind of area, build this kind of lifestyle. And for many of us, it didn't happen until much later that we realized, I'm not happy living like that. I'm not happy with this arrangement or this kind of lifestyle or this job. But because of that, and because of our transparency in communicating that, hey, there are different ways of living, that I think because of that, the younger generation can see us and learn from our experiences and actually say, well, okay, that obviously isn't the ideal lifestyle for everyone. So let me evaluate what's important to me so that way I can choose the lifestyle that fits who I am, right? So make sure that you ask yourself the question, okay? Even if you want something, ask yourself why. Even if you want to be married at a young age, ask yourself why. If you want to have children at a young age, ask yourself why. You know, is it something that you really want for you, or is it just something that you feel like, well, it's just how life should be? It's just what is expected of you. If you are going to school, are you going to school for really something that you authentically, truly is passionate about? Or are you just doing what you heard somebody say do to make money? Or, you know, it's a good industry to go into, you know? Be clear as to what it is that you want. And if you don't know, that is okay as well. You know, I think it's better to admit that you don't know rather than take something, right? Rather than assume something and be pressured into continuing to finish that thing, because you're wasting energy, you're wasting time, and you're distracting yourself from actually finding your true purpose, your true passion. So self-awareness isn't about knowing. Self-awareness is really in the beginning. It is about questioning. It is about questioning yourself and asking yourself, okay, I am curious about this. I am fascinated with this. Let me try it. Let me see how it feels, how it tastes, how it, you know, connects with me. And if it does, then great. I will continue to do it for as long as it continues to satisfy me. If it doesn't, then simply you know, and you just let it go. And it's really that simple. But you have to continue to question, be mindful of moment to moment, emotion to emotion, how you're feeling, and allow yourself to simply evaluate your experience. And then from there, you decide, okay, I like this experience. You know, even I kind of like this experience. How can I make the experience even better? And continue to explore, play around with it. And you will definitely find out who you are. And when you find out who you are, you will be completely unstoppable in living happy, living with joy, and completely building the life that is ideal for you and only you. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.